It's 4:06. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert will be back with me on Wednesday. Coming up, a meditation skeptic became a convert. He says meditation made his high-profile, high-energy life 10% happier. First, a new report from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism raises concerns about guards abusing prisoners in the segregation unit at the state's oldest prison. Gilman Halstead reports.
The report documents 40 incidents of psychological or physical abuse allegedly committed by guards who patrol the segregation unit at the Waupun prison. Segregation is where inmates who violated prison rules end up. The allegations include inmates being beaten by guards while they are handcuffed behind their backs and wearing ankle shackles. Since 2011, inmates have filed 15 lawsuits against the guards, some of which are still pending. UW Law Professor Walter Dickey ran the prison system in the 1980s. He says the large number of complaints warrants further investigation.
You have to pursue complaints that facts demand that you pursue. Because I think ultimately if public confidence in our institutions and the rest of state government relies on confidence that they're doing things in an ethical and trustworthy and by the book manner.
The current DOC Secretary Ed Wall declined interviews about the guard abuse allegations, but the report quotes emails from DOC officials that say no guards have been disciplined for any of the incidents. The email says in almost all cases the allegations have been fabricated or exaggerated by inmates. Two-thirds of the inmate complaints involve one guard, Joseph Beam, who has worked for the past 9 years in the SEG unit at Waupun. Peg Swan, a former nurse who has visited or written to some of the inmates who have alleged abuse, says she's been trying for more than a year to convince prison authorities to address the problem.
I don't want this to be a lynching. It's not a whodunit. But this guy, every report has him in there, and I think the thugs have risen to the top. And my concern is that I can't have any evidence, but there's no way this happens without everybody turning away and records being manipulated.
Swan says part of the problem in her view is that there aren't cameras to record the incidents in some of the cells and hallways where the alleged abuse happened. This summer, the DOC is piloting a program at Waupun requiring guards to wear cameras on their chests to solve the problem. An email from the DOC says the guards themselves asked for the cameras to help them document what they called a high number of false accusations from inmates. Former DOC Secretary Walter Dickey says another approach is to make sure guards don't work too long in segregation units.
Segregation is tough duty, as tough as it comes in the prison. I personally wanted to rotate people through SEG, and I wanted to rotate them through so we always had some experienced people there, but that people never stayed too long. Because my experience was they tended to get jaded in that difficult environment.
The Guards Union resisted Dickey's efforts to do that when he tried it in the 80s. Inmate advocate Peg Swan says training for the guards at the basketball prison has led to fewer inmate abuse complaints there. Those changes were the result of a lawsuit brought by prisoners in the year 2000.
They've trained the guards there, and the guards are professional. Because of the lawsuit, the progressive end of the DOC is able to do more change. It gives them the climate where he can start putting funds into training guards.
DOC Secretary Ed Wall says plans are in the works to make comprehensive changes in the operation of segregation units in all the state's prisons, but so far he's released no details of what those changes will be. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Bill Leaders joins us now with a closer look at the allegations made against the guards at the Waupun Correctional Institution and that single guard named in many of the accusations. Bill's the reporter behind this week's three-part series by the WCIJ, which collaborates with Wisconsin Public Radio. A spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Corrections declined our invitation to join us today to comment on the allegations. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
Well, earlier you joined Joy Cardine on the State Capitol Report to give an overview, and listeners, by the way, you can check that out at WPR.org/joy. This story today, though, looking at this one prison guard named in 28 of the 40 allegations you looked at, Gilman gave us a quick overview. Can you tell us a little more about that guard and the cases he's facing?
Well, I found more than 40 actual allegations, but I identified 40 for the purposes of this story, ones where there was a reasonable degree of specificity as to who was involved, when it happened, and I put together a chart of that. Of the 40 that I was able to find from various sources, including lawsuits that have been filed and complaints that have been filed and letters that have been written, Of the 40, 28 named the same guard, Joseph Beam, who has been with the Department of Corrections for about 9 years and has served almost exclusively in the segregation unit at Waupun. He's one of the officers who's doing what Walter Dickey says is something he wanted to avoid, is having the same officer work in segregation for a long period of time.
And what kinds of, what acts of staff and inmate abuse is he accused of?
Well, it runs the gamut. Much of it is really very severe. There are allegations of very severe beatings that have been administered by guards on inmates while they are handcuffed behind their back, being thrown down the stairs, being thrown into walls, being thrown into onto the floor, into cell doors. And when I obtained incident reports for many of these incidents, I was able to find that, yes, there was a use of force that was administered, that there was pepper spray or tasers, or inmates were directed into walls or directed into the floor, or knee kicks, knee strikes were delivered against them. In every case, it was explained that this was a necessary response to inmate resistance and misbehavior, and that guards only used the minimal amount of force that was necessary to control the situation. What the inmates say is that they're not resisting, they're just being beaten.
Are there prompting incidents, though, that are leading these responses? Do the inmates say or acknowledge that they did something that might have triggered some kind of response, whether this response went too far?
Sure. Sometimes that's very much true. In one of the cases that I covered in the article that ran today, the inmate actually admitted to throwing fecal matter at a guard. And then he said another guard appeared by his cell and said, Joseph Beam, he said, appeared by his cell and said, "We're going to kill you." There was another inmate who filed an affidavit saying that he heard this statement being made. And that supposedly occasioned about 30 minutes of torture, is how the inmate described it, that he was subjected to in the aftermath of this misbehavior.
What's the threshold for the prison or the Department of Corrections to investigate a prisoner complaint?
They have an internal complaint process, and an inmate can file a complaint alleging that he was mistreated. I have not seen one of those that led to any finding other than to be dismissed or rejected. There's a further appeal that inmates have, which is to file a lawsuit. And as I found, 15 separate lawsuits have been filed over the last 3 years against officers in the segregation unit at Waupun alleging excessive force or psychological abuse.
What kind of things did you hear from the Department of Corrections? Go and mention emails. What does the Department of Corrections say about these complaints and why none of these findings have gone against the guards?
They explain in their conduct reports that there was resistance and bad behavior and noncompliance on the part of the inmate, which was at the root of the use of force. So there's basically two sides to the story that are being told. The inmates say, we were beaten, we were abused, and the Department of Corrections is saying the inmate was misbehaving and we had to deal with the situation.
And does this guard continue, Beam, continue to work in the segregation unit?
So far as I know, yes.
What kind of changes in talking to people would people like to see to minimize the potential for abuse and to change the way they're investigated?
I spoke to Peg Swan, who was quoted in the report, and also State Senator Lena Taylor. Both of them felt that there needs to be a better complaint process for inmates, that it needs to be investigated by someone who is not directly involved with the institution. There needs to be some autonomy from the investigators, from the people that they're investigating. Peg Swan has also called for expanded mental health facilities. So did Kit Kirstensteiner of Disability Rights Wisconsin, who I quoted in my report. And there are calls for guards to be rotated out of segregation, which is what Dickey said he wanted, so that they're not working in that same environment for many months or years.
Is there any sign in your reporting or since the story has started coming out that any of those changes might be implemented?
Well, what I did find is, and this is the focus of part three, which runs tomorrow, is that Ed Wall, the Secretary of the Department of Corrections, has called for changes in how Wisconsin administers segregation. He wrote a memo in which he raised specific concerns about whether segregation was being used as a punitive punishment measure and whether that was counterproductive, whether it was making inmates more dangerous. He promised that there would be a review of how Wisconsin uses segregation. No details of that have been released.
Bill, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Bill Leaders, reporter with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Tomorrow at this time, by the way, we'll get a closer look at the use of solitary confinement in the Wisconsin correction system with former state prison chief Walter Dickey.